WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The FBI has released a photo from surveillance video showing a person of interest in the shooting death of conservative commentator Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley University. ABC's Aaron Katursky says police are also analyzing a high-power rifle found near the campus.
There was a spent cartridge still in the chamber. There were also unspent cartridges, and when they looked at them, they discovered what law enforcement officials described as writing containing transgender and anti-fascist ideology. That's how law enforcement officials described it. We don't know what that means.
The White House chose to move the 9/11 ceremony at the Pentagon today to a more secure courtyard where President Trump delivered remarks. Ceremonies for 9/11 also held in New York City and Pennsylvania today. Hospitals across Gaza Strip say 72 people have died and more than 350 others injured in Israeli strikes in the past 24 hours. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, filling in for James Kelly. Middle schoolers in Hayward were put on lockdown Tuesday because a student brought a weapon to school. That's according to reporting from the Sawyer County Record. The paper reports Superintendent Mark Berquist says someone reported a possible weapon on campus and administrators immediately contacted police. When authorities got there, they confirmed a student did indeed have a weapon, although they didn't say what type of weapon. The school was reportedly on a soft lockdown for about 20 minutes. Berquist says the student was removed from campus and will face disciplinary action, although he said he couldn't release any more information due to student privacy. And the opposition to a data center in Menominee is growing. A movement called Stop the Data Center has gotten bigger, reports WQOW. There's a Facebook page with more than 8,000 members. People have put signs in their yards, and there's even a billboard now, too. Menominee City Council member Matthew Crow told the station, quote, "The data center at this point is not coming at this time," end quote. But residents say they want more transparency from the city council. Last month, the city of Menominee released a fact sheet that said the data center would cost $1.2 billion to build and the construction would create 1,000 jobs. And police at UW-Eau Claire say keeping unlocked bikes out as bait has worked. Back in 2018, university police started equipping some bikes with GPS trackers. They're left unlocked around campus, ready for thieves to take the bait instead of stealing property from students. At orientation, students are told about the program, and they even get stickers for their own bikes that say this may be a bait bike with the police department's logo on it. Over the last 2.5 years, 24 bicycles have been stolen on campus, and more than half of them were the department's bait bikes. Police recommend students document their bike's serial number. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, filling in for James Kelly. You're listening to Civic Media News.
The Brewers head for home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers returning from their road trip to begin a 3-game series tomorrow night against the Cardinals at American Family Field. The crew losing again 6-3. The Rangers' Jake Berger hit 2 home runs. Pat Murphy.
They got every big hit. You know, Berger was in AAA earlier in the season, and he hits 2 big homers. You know, we get 11 hits. We don't get the timely 2-out hit.
NFL, the Packers host the Washington Commanders tonight, led by Dan Quinn, who was once the head coach of the Falcons, where Matt LaFleur was the quarterback's coach. LaFleur on his time there in Atlanta under Quinn.
It was invaluable to me. Like, I'm pretty certain I wouldn't be standing right here right now if it weren't for being with DQ for those 2 years in Atlanta. And just changed my whole mindset and how much fun you can have within the building yet still get down to business. It was a great environment.
That's Matt LaFleur. I'll have a full recap later tonight after the game from Lambeau Field with Sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, patchy fog by dawn and lows in the mid-50s. Turning mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs warmer, low 80s. Slight storm chance Friday night, 80s continue with sunshine this weekend. Another storm chance Sunday night, Monday. Right now it's 73.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I love Angela Lang, and I think Dan Schaefer is great. Dan Schaefer could replace me in a heartbeat. Angela Lang could replace me in a heartbeat. There are so many more talented people. I'm the only one willing to get up before 4 a.m. to do the show. You get the guy old enough to have to wake up and pee, and that's the whole business model behind this show. You're welcome, Mr. and Ms. Middle America.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Political editor Dan Schaefer will be in to recombobulate, and we'll review the Packers Thursday night football game. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with
Beach
Club.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From Milwaukee to Marshfield, where passion meets purpose and policy meets people, this is the Maggie Dawn Show.
They're not there to serve you and me and the family farmer. They're there beholden to billionaires and their corporate overlords.
Get ready to challenge the status quo with a fresh perspective on the issues that matter to you.
You see our nation fraying and fracturing.
This is not normal. This is not the country that I grew up in.
Breaking down the complex world of policy and politics with clarity, conviction, and just the right amount of fun.
Correct. We know better. We know better.
Clip that.
Lawyer, economist, and fearless advocate for the truth. Here is Maggie Dawn.
Welcome, everybody, and happy Monday afternoon. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here in the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, every once in a while, we take a break from politics and do something a little bit of fun. And if you've been listening to my show for a while, you know that I'm a semi-has-been retired violinist that loves music of all kinds. And you also may recall that back in February, I attended a fundraiser. And this incredible band played at this fundraiser. And it turned out that they were a girl group that had come together and helped been fostered and mentored by an organization called Girls Rock. Well, we've got them here today. We've got a special episode of this program coming to you from the Cactus Club, just over the bridge to nowhere on the near south side of Milwaukee. Yes, I mean that home bridge. And we're going to be rocking out with a couple of these bands. They just got done with Yes, Bandcamp. I went to orchestra camp, arguably more nerdy than band camp. We're going to be meeting with the band members. We're going to hear some of their original music. But of course, folks, I've got to give you a little bit of today's news. Donald Trump back at it again this morning, signing executive orders criminalizing flag burning and eliminating cashless bail. We'll see what the legality of those will bring as legal challenges are certain. Because I know what we all want. Only rich people being able to get out of jail when they're accused of heinous crimes. Us regular folks, well, we're just schmucks. Donald Trump wants to make sure regular folks, though innocent until proven guilty, actually stay in jail pending their trials. Also, the National Guard in Washington, D.C. now armed. I'm sure that's what all those good guardsmen and women imagined when they signed up for the Guard. Helping their fellow neighbors and friends and family recover from national disaster and, oh yeah, engaging in law enforcement, which they weren't trained to do, again, with those same friends and family members. Now, the end knows of their M14s. Boy, it's getting real. Donald Trump also promising today to send more National Guards men and women to Chicago and Baltimore. Weird. Are those black mayors? Yes, I think so. J.B. Pritzker this afternoon, I was listening to his comments in response of the president's threats, quite animated this afternoon, pointing out that 8 of 10 of the nation's top murder states, meaning highest rates of murder on a per capita basis, are what? states entirely controlled by Republicans. Weird, I don't see Donald Trump sending National Guardsmen and women to any of those states. They are, just by the way, Mississippi, Louisiana, New Mexico, Alabama, Ohio, Tennessee, Arkansas, and Nevada. And of course, Gavin Newsom, governor of California, has been trolling Donald Trump relentlessly. Have you seen any of these memes? They're basically like the Newsom version of Donald Trump Truth Social posts and the things that AI generates where he's charging into battle and whatnot. Well, the right has lost its mind, and so Governor Newsom is doubling down. You can now buy Newsom merch with all of these ridiculous Newsom tweets and AI images. I know I'll be surfing the internet after the show looking for that. And don't worry, J.D. Vance is on it, that whole pesky Russia-Ukraine thing. He has announced yesterday on the Sunday news shows that Russia's made concessions. So I was curious. I thought, let me see what these concessions are. That Ukraine will have security guarantees. Well, that would mean that a foreign adversary doesn't violate its sovereign boundaries and come try to take over. So yeah, that. That they'll have territorial respect from Russia. And that Ukraine will run its own government. Let's see here. Checks notes. Yeah, that would be what being a country is that isn't invaded by Russia in the first place. So I don't get what J.D. Vance calls concessions. Sure sounds like that's what Putin has wanted the whole time over. And oh, yeah, again, what Ukrainians would like, which is Russia back across its boundaries. With that, we've had enough of politics this afternoon. Let's get into the fun stuff. I am so excited to have with me the lady who founded this organization, keeps it running on a shoestring, and helps give girls the chance to rock out. Her name is Mary Joy Hickey. She's the executive director of Girls and Ladies Rock. Welcome to the show, Mary Joy. It's so nice to have you.
Thanks so much for having me, Maggie.
Okay, so how did this all come to be? When did Girls Rock start? Who helped get all of this going in addition to you? And what's your purpose?
Sure. So I do need to clarify that I was not the founder of Girls Rock Milwaukee itself.
Okay.
This organization was actually founded back in, the kickoff meeting was on December 12th, 2012, a very memorable day.
Yes.
And that was with Val Lux and Ashley Smith. Val is from Pie Inc. Restaurant Group, so runs Honey Pie, Palomino, Comet Cafe.
You mean Palomino right down the street from this, the Cactus Club here on the near south side? Yes, I love all of her spots.
Yes, like right next door. And then Ashley Smith, who's the owner of the Live and Fine shop in Bayview here.
Very nice.
So they had a kind of a call for interest that December evening. And the summer of 2013 was when the first Girls Rock Camp happened. I remember going to the showcase and just like crying, just tears streaming down my face. It was so powerful. And so there was
what just, about it made you cry, Mary Joy?
I think because music had been so important to me in my journey, especially as a youth growing up in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, is where I grew up. And music just was always my thing. And it was such, it was what really saved me, I think, as a kid. It provided a sense of confidence, it provided a sense of belonging, and to see that being nurtured and those opportunities created in a way that I didn't have access to growing up in Stevens Point, it was really powerful. And also as powerful was the parents that were reacting of like, I wish this had been around when I was a kid and the other right. attendees. So I was one of the co-founders of the Ladies Rock Camp, which then kicked off. Planning happened throughout 2014, and then we had our first camp in January of 2015.
So this has been going on now for Ladies Rock 10 years, and 10 years. For Girls Rock, I don't want to do math on the air, I think 17 and a half-ish, 18. We'll just call it 18. Did I do the math? I'm not doing the math right.
I think
right.
it's 12. Yeah,
I just
added
camp five
season.
In there. Yeah, again,
Let's
math
keep
on
it going.
The radio.
Five more.
Yes, five more. So what is the fundamental driving theory or idea or value or mission that you're trying to accomplish with both Girls and Ladies Rock?
That it's okay to be yourself and to take up space and to use your voice, and that you can learn things and you can collaborate. There's a lot of, I think, leadership development that happens when you have to negotiate a creative project where there's no right answer. This is not like a math question that, you know, that there's a specific way to solve it. You're coming in and you're learning how to channel what your creative perspective is in collaboration with others and working through the conflict of that, working through the mutual shared decision making, and then not just only for the artistic sake of it, but also for the performance aspect of getting up and doing something brave, something that's hard, something that scares you so much, but then once you do it, it's exhilarating. And if you can do that, what else can you do in your life?
I love that so much there. Folks, if you're just joining us, my name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We got a real special show for you all this afternoon. I'm here at the Cactus Club on Milwaukee's near South Side. We're celebrating women in music, specifically through an organization that's been around for nearly 15 years. That's the Safe Calculation. Girls and Ladies Rock. We've got bands here this afternoon. You're going to hear some of their original music. And I'm sitting here with their executive director, Mary Joy Hickey. Of course, a couple of things that I wanted to lift up there, Mary Joy. The first one was the idea of collaborating and sharing ideas and deciding how to proceed when there's no clear answer. Every single manager or business owner out there, anybody who has worked on a team at work, knows that is the dominant framework that we have to move through life. People have different ideas, and we've got to be able to talk about them. Weigh pros and cons, maybe try them out and be flexible and then work with other people in collaboration. So much more valuable, I think, to do that in a creative and fun enterprise than it might be to learn the right or wrong answer on a test. I love that. And to take up space to be yourself. Tell us a little bit about the band that we're going to hear from in just a few short minutes here. The ladies' names, the young girls' names, and their style of music, and a little bit about the camp that they were just at.
Yeah, so the girls rock camp band that you're going to hear shortly, they're called Concentration 64, and they formed at our Session 1 camp that happened earlier this summer. We have two camp weeks currently, so it's a week long where you come to camp, you are assigned an instrument, you go to instrument instruction, you form a band, you write a song. That's the goal of your camp week, is to write an original song with your band, and then they perform it at a public showcase on the Sunday after the camp week. So for Session 1 that happened back on July 20th at Vivarium on the east side.
Love Vivarium. Great new venue.
Yeah. So you're going to hear the band that closed out our showcase back in July. And so we have Ellis on vocals, Feliz on drums, Elia on guitar, and Ember also on guitar, and then Scout on bass.
So I'm going to be super jealous of all of them, because I was taking violin by the time I was like 6 years old, which is decidedly uncool, very unsexy, and all I ever wanted to do was play the damn bass. And I never got to play bass until I was much older and had already kind of gone way down the rabbit hole of the violin. So I'm super jealous of Scott in a very positive, uplifting way, of course.
Well, Maggie, it's never too late to learn.
Listen, you may find me at your next Ladies Rock Camp for sure. How do they decide on their, we've got a bunch of music, on what kind of song they're going to put together and what they're going to sound like? And do you assign them to the bands?
So I do assign the bands for both our girls rock and ladies rock camps. And that is one of the factors that I take into account. Assigning the bands is like the most beautiful logic puzzle ever. It's taking into account like the top instrument choice, as well as any special requests for friends, you know, if they want to be in a band with somebody else. But I do also look at, we ask for their top five favorite artists right now. So I do look at like what they're listening to currently. I believe our Ladies Rock application has a question about like, what would you like your band to sound like?
Right.
So that I do weigh that in kind of assigning the bands together to make sure that everyone's getting what they want to out of their
week. I'm going to put like a marker down here, Mary Joy. If I show up at Ladies Rock Camp, I want the band sound that is going to be as far away from classical music and jazz as is conceivable. So, and maybe even like a little harder than Melissa Etheridge. Speaking of Ladies Who Rock, was at her show last week. Amazing. Where can people find out more about Girls and Ladies Who Rock and your organization if they themselves or might have a daughter or a friend that might be interested?
Yeah, so we're online at girlsrockmke.org. That's also our social media handle. We just finished our 12th camp season, but if you start following us now, you can look out for upcoming announcements on our camps for 2026, which I'm already starting to work on.
Amazing. We're going to find out more from Mary Joy, where they get the instruments, how do people find out more, all that good stuff. And we are going to finally hear from Concentration 64, their original material that they put together just this summer at fabulous, fun, very cool band camp in the coolest possible way. Concentration 64 coming up. Ella, Scout, Feliz, Ember, and Elia. Stay tuned. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Amory Chevrolet makes the car buying process simple and painless. Whether you're looking to upgrade to something bigger because of your growing family, or you want the adrenaline and want the rush of a two-door sports car for a weekend getaway at the lake, Amory Chevrolet has something for everyone. Stop into their modern showroom today, and any one of their friendly staff will be happy to assist you in your car buying journey. Located along Highway 46 on Amory's south side, Amory Chevrolet is here when you need them.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Listen, the thing I love most about doing radio is when my special featured guests are so excited, they can't even wait for me to introduce them. We're having a very special, not super political, maybe a little dash show here on The Maggie Dawn Show. I'm at the Cactus Club. We're celebrating women in music through an organization called Girls and Ladies Who Rock. These ladies behind me are going to play you an original song that they put together. They just met this summer at Girls Rock Band Camp. This is Concentration 64. Take it away. Go for it, ladies.
Thank you.
Concentration 64, a brand new band put together this summer at Girls Rock. We've got Girls Rock and Ladies Rock here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie Dawn, your host this afternoon. Woo! You guys nailed it! Alice, Scout, Feliz, Ember, and Elia, I am so impressed. Sounded fabulous. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson, filling in for James Kelly. Wisconsin Republicans are working on education bills that would encourage school districts to consolidate, especially in rural areas, establish statewide standards on student discipline, and overhaul how teachers teach kids math. These bills aren't even drafted yet, so there weren't a ton of details available at a press conference this week. But Republicans in the Assembly focused heavily on districts with declining enrollment and declining funding. One of their big solutions is to encourage more districts to combine. There are more than 400 of them across Wisconsin, and record numbers of them are going to referendum, asking residents to increase their own taxes just to keep the district afloat. Representative Amanda Nedweski from Pleasant Prairie.
Consolidation has long-term positive effects on both students and taxpayers. So we need to stop the cycle of never-ending referendums. Now, Democrats might argue that the solution is simply to throw more money at the problem, but it does not solve the issue that there are just less kids being born today.
School advocates and administrators say declining enrollment isn't the problem. It's the formula itself and a lack of funding from lawmakers. State school aid has not kept up with inflation for more than a decade. Republicans' plans also include revamping the math curriculum and what they're calling a teacher's bill of rights, which they say would standardize discipline for students. They also want Wisconsin to opt in to a federal school choice program passed as part of President Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Bill earlier this year. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer criticized Republicans' plans, saying, quote, Republicans' K-12 education plans won't address the challenges facing working families or give our kids the opportunities they deserve. We shouldn't be talking about consolidating districts. We should be investing in our local schools, end quote. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, filling in for James Kelly. You're listening to Civic Media News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives star and founder of the soft swinging group on TikTok called Mom Talk will be the new bachelorette. Taylor Frankie Paul will have her pick of men on national television. But be careful, attention-seeking hot guys, because she is no stranger to scandal. Paul, the mother of two, confessed that she and other couples in the community were soft swingers, meaning she and her husband regularly made out with other couples. Once you get a look at Taylor Frankie Paul, you'll realize why all the other husbands wanted a French kisser. In addition to two hot first names, she has perfect eyebrows. According to the New York Post, the soft swinging resulted in a pregnancy for Paul by another husband. That must have been some kiss. Beware though, Bachelor, she was also charged with a third-degree felony for throwing something at her first husband that accidentally hit her child. Don't worry, the charges were dismissed, paving the way for Paul to choose another potential baby daddy on national TV. I think I'm in love. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, patchy fog by dawn and lows in the mid-50s. Turning mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs warmer, low 80s. Slight storm chance Friday night. 80s continue with sunshine this weekend. Another storm chance Sunday night and Monday. Currently it's 72 degrees.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Louisiana versus Calais, C-A-L-L-A-I-S, could deal a death blow to the impact, the power, the capacity of the Supreme Court to decide Voting Rights Act cases. This is one of those times when the Supreme Court needs to hear from the public about the appropriate resolution of this major case that could compromise the Voting Rights Act going forward beyond Louisiana.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Pat Kreitlow.
Friday brings our Week in Review panel to, you know, review the week, as well as a review of the Packers' performance on a short week against Washington.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Don't worry, I'll keep myself from singing along with this great old tune. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, I want to first say a big, huge congratulations to the band that was just on stage behind me here at the Cactus Club on Milwaukee's near South Side. We've got a special episode of The Maggie Dawn Show here for you all across the Civic Media Radio Network. We need to take a break from politics. And one of the favorite things I like to do when I'm not talking about politics or reading about politics or thinking about politics or dreaming about politics is to hang out with some of my friends and listen to some great tunes and maybe have a nice beverage or two. This afternoon, I'm joined by some brand new friends from Girls and Ladies Rock. It's an incredible organization out of both Milwaukee and Madison that helps foster women's participation in and especially girls' participation in music, specifically rock and roll. You heard on the intro music here, little cranberries. I was getting some cranberries vibes from Concentration 64, the band that we just heard. And Cam from Appleton on the text line saying he's getting a little Garbage and Shirley Manson vibes. I totally agree. Very great, amazing original song that we heard from Concentration 64, and we've got one of their band members and her mom with us today. It is Feelies. She's playing the drums, and her mom, Emily. Ladies, thank you so much for being here. Okay, were you super nervous? What was it like, Feelies?
Oh my God, I was so nervous. Like, playing here on the radio was so much different than just playing when we were practicing. Like, everything sounded different because I hooked all of our instruments onto electro devices. We had to wear headphones, and it sounded so much different than I thought it was going to be. But it sounded really great, I'm going to be honest. I was super nervous, though.
It's really something to hear your own music in headphones when you're playing. It's very different. I'm so glad that you got to experience the sense of playing somewhere new and that it sounds different. How was the sound check? How did you guys have to like work out some kinks and it going together?
Yeah, we had to do so many things. Like, we had to, turn this up, turn this one down. Oh, can you make this like sound a little different? Like, there were so many little tweaks that we had to do, and Yeah, there was just like a lot of pre-work. I'm glad that we got a lot of time before we had to actually play.
Well, let's give, as you always should as a band, let's give some love to the roadies and the sound crew here. We've got great help from all of our gents from Civic Media. Thank you so much. And thank you to my senior producer, Jamie, making this happen, as well as Jacob on the boards in Racine. That song was called Lore Drop. How long did it take you to write that?
We did it in Girls Rock, which is the camp which you guys talked about. So we had a week to make it, so Monday through Sunday, I believe, but I think we performed it on Sunday.
Yes,
but we did have a week, and when we were making the song, there was different times of the day when we would be making the song or doing our instrument like classes, and it was like a whole, like, it was like school but really fun and about music, and everyone was just really nice and fun and helpful and supportive, and if you had questions, it was like, just please ask anyone. It was so
always great. Feels good, yeah, when you don't have to be afraid to ask. Why the drums?
Oh, so throughout my entire life, there was kind of music around me because my mother here, she was always in contact with girls rock and ladies rock, and she was in a band, and it kind of just inspired me. I had a drum set in my room, so I was kind of just like, it was just kind of normal for me to play music, and like I always had the guitar and the bass available because that's what my mom played, but she also had a drum set. So I kind of picked up on the drum set. I don't know why it was any different for the drums.
Because banging on stuff is fun.
On stuff is fun for a little kid rather than just playing some little strings. So I think that's why I probably just liked it more.
Very cool. So Emily, Mom Emily, you obviously had some involvement in Ladies and Girls Rock. Tell us about that and why you decided to enroll your daughter as well.
I did. I was a Ladies Rock participant, camper, I guess. I think their maybe second year ever, a long time ago. And it was, for me, just a fun thing that I thought would be fun for me and my sister, who was visiting from out of state, to do while she was in Milwaukee. And it kind of just turned into so much more. And then I was playing in bands for the next however many years. And I don't know.
And we've got a little music twinkling in from someone's cell phone. We're going to bring another one of the two ladies up. Thank you, Emily, for being here. Just because we've got some limited time, so we're going to say goodbye to Feliz and her mom, Emily. Amazing job on the drums. And we've got, let's see, the lead singer, Ellis, joining us. And you were on guitar, bass. The late Scout, the woman that I'm very envious of now sitting here. Congratulations to you both. Amazing job. What was it like? Let's start for you. You got to literally carry the band with the vocals. So what was this like being on radio and hearing yourself in the headphones?
You know when you see those like stupid like ASMR videos on TikTok, it's like you can hear all like the T's and the S's pronounced like really like.
Do you feel like you should be enunciating very much so, very specifically?
Yeah, I mean, because it's fun to hear. It's like just the sensation of hearing your own voice in like kind of a professional sort of.
Yeah.
Mix,
professional headphones.
Yeah.
Professional mix man. Yes, absolutely.
Shout outs.
It's weird. I you see recording artists when they're in the studio and singing, right? And they'll pull one of the headphones off because the sound is so different. And for a singer trying to produce it, did you find it challenging at all, Ellis?
I guess not. I'm like, it's kind of weird. I have a lot of experience like singing into microphones and talking into microphones. So I guess this one was just really unique because of the mixing and the different effects that were on it. And also the fact that I was really late to sound check, so
yes.
I just kind of like showed up and
props
they were like, get
for that. That's near professional musician, like put me on stage and we can roll.
I came from biology class, man.
There you go. This is so much better than bio, I have to say. Now, listen, Scout, nothing happens in a band without damn good drums and bass. Otherwise, the wheels come off the bus. It's just chaos. Mm-hmm. How did you find yourself playing the bass? And when do I get to come slap the bass with you?
Well, you could do that anytime.
Okay, cool.
Basically, when I first started Girls Rock, I wanted to do drums so bad, but it wasn't in the stars, I guess.
Wasn't
for
in
me.
The stars. Okay.
So I got bass, and at first I wasn't really happy because I thought it was like, you know, it's like, ooh, it's an okay instrument. But once I actually started playing it, I was like, I like fell in love with it. I was like, this is so cool. Like, this carries the band, and I've just been dreaming of playing it.
I'm so glad you're digging it. By the way, everybody had a great solo. I heard the little solos very nice. I was particularly jamming out to your little solo earlier in the 6-minute track. What was it like working together as a group to write the song and then get it together so quickly? That's a short amount of time at camp.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. I mean, we got it pretty much like we just kept going.
Is that for both of us?
Yeah, cool. I'm gonna ask. I'll ask Scout first.
Scout should go first.
Yeah. So you felt like it was pretty organic and like things came together fairly easily.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we all like connected very like very easily, and we just like got a kick starting the whole thing. It was really, really fun.
And for you, Ellis, like lyrics, who was in charge of that? Was it a combo effort, all that?
I think I wrote most of the lyrics.
Yeah.
I think Ember did a couple, like, a verse, some verses. But
yeah,
I think that it was really cool. Our band leader, her name was Izzy. She was really kind of our, like, stone upon which we built. I don't know how to phrase it.
Yeah, she was, like, the glue.
Yeah, she was the glue. But basically, we walked in, and she was like, so what's something that makes you guys mad? And we were like, what? And so then, like, give it a couple hours, and we're all, like, crying our eyes out. Like,
oh, that's
we're
good.
We're just sharing our traumas.
Just immediately.
Like, well, the best actually, art, right, comes from something that's personal, right?
Yeah. We actually had a different drummer at first.
Yeah.
She's awesome. But, like, she kind of, like, was being, like, I guess, really vulnerable. And so she started crying, and then I started crying. And then we all started crying.
We just all bonded
Domino
so perfectly.
Crying. Well, you guys started playing, and I was almost crying. So next time you're all having a cry fest together, just give me a buzz. We can do some, you know, group type music therapy, which incidentally, folks, I am going to be talking about music as therapy coming up at 5 o'clock with Caitlin Taylor. She's a music therapist with Children's Wisconsin. Right now, we're having a special episode and special discussion right here on the Maggie Dawn Show. We are with the band Concentration 64. They had their first live radio premiere of their song Lore Drop in an earlier segment. If you missed that, remember you can find all of our episodes at civicmedia.us/shows. as well as on Apple Pods and Spotify, anywhere you find your favorite podcast. But it's always better to listen live. You can do that via the Civic Media app for free, wherever you get your apps from. Well, we got two more ladies to get on here. Fabulous job. Kick butt singing. Definitely, if you don't know the Cranberries and Garbage, you guys got to start listening, because it's
the Cranberries
everybody,
and Garbage.
Okay. I'm getting young person disdain here. All of the parents are, I know about that. Well, they were my bands first, damn it. All right, next lady.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? Right. We have Ember and Elia, both of the guitar players. This worked out fabulously. You guys grouped yourselves perfectly. Welcome, welcome. Pop, you need those. Otherwise, and tell which one's Ember and which one's Elia?
My name is Ember.
Hi, Ember. Hi, Elia. Maggie, really nice to meet you. So let me, which one of you was helping with the lyrics?
I was.
You were. Okay, great. Tell us a little bit about that. What is Lore Drop about?
It's kind of about, like, having a situation with somebody where they didn't treat you right. The way I kind of describe it is it's somebody really close to you, and it kind of just changes your world. It's just more of experience-based. I mean, it's kind of hard for me to get into that, but it's just about being treated not so well by somebody. And how that kind of feels.
Yeah, that's something that all of us have to figure out how to deal with, because life means someone you love and is close to you at some point will disappoint you or hurt you terribly. How did you ladies come to the guitar? Are you enjoying that instrument? Do you have desires to branch out into other instruments? Let's start with you.
I've always known that I want to play guitar. I have been for a while, so...
And you came to band camp a little bit with some homework done. Am I getting that right?
Yeah.
You were playing already. And how did you start playing in the first place?
It was just another hobby, something that I wanted to do. And I thought if I got really good at it, maybe I could do more with it and have more opportunities.
Yeah, it's a great thing to have some background in. Music is the international language, no matter where you go on the planet Earth. You can sit down with a band and play music together. Do you both, let's start with you, do you plan on continuing with the band that you have created, Concentration 64?
Yeah, definitely. I love playing the shows with all my bandmates. Writing songs is just something that I really enjoy, and being able to do that with other people is just very happy for me.
That's amazing. When is your next show, Ember? Go ahead. When's your next show?
We don't have one planned yet, but we are looking at, like, local gigs to maybe try playing with starting school and stuff.
Yeah.
It's kind of difficult.
When you got to go to class, little difficult to get the jamming in. Ember, Elia, so great to have you with us. We've got to take care of a little bit of business. We're going to be back on the other side with Cactus Club owner Kelsey Kaufman. We'll talk about their fundraiser. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to this special episode of the Maggie...
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. September 4th, Native Nations asked the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold the longstanding right of individuals to bring voting rights complaints to federal court. If the High Court takes the case, its decision could have consequences for voting rights protections under the Voting Rights Act. In 2021, the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa Indians and the Spirit Lake Nation negotiated with the state of North Dakota to create voting districts which didn't dilute Native voting power. But after a 2023 Eighth Circuit Court decision in Arkansas, the state of North Dakota reneged on its deal with the tribes. The decision said only the U.S. Justice Department, not individual voters, could bring suits to enforce the VRA. Of 450 VRA Section 2 cases since 1982, only 18 were brought by DOJ. May 14th, a three-judge appeals panel affirmed that decision, but still only for the Eighth Circuit. After a July 15th stay, the nations asked the High Court on September 4th to take the case. Spirit Lake Nation Chair Lana Jackson Street said, "It is shameful that when we succeeded in court and got a fair map in place, the state turned its attack toward the Voting Rights Act and a person's right to vote free from discrimination. We need the Supreme Court to protect our fundamental right to vote and be heard." We have our past reports on the case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down at our new clinic in Hudson. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Hudson. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Matt Nair on air.
Mr. Darren Von Ruden, who is the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. This farm bill is supposed to be passed in 2023.
It's really frustrating that they've forgotten about small farmers. We actually pay more taxes than the billionaires do. Why are those tax dollars not coming back to the communities that pay them? Whether it's through the farm bill or it's other programs, we need to make sure that we keep fighting and let them know that we're not happy.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Every once in a while, we do take a break from the politics. Don't worry. There'll be plenty more to rage about by tomorrow this time, and I will have it covered. We take a break from politics because we need to do that for our collective sanity. Today is one of those special days. We're here at the Cactus Club on Milwaukee's near South Side, celebrating women and girls in rock and roll with an organization called Girls and Ladies Rock. For the last 45 or so minutes, we've heard from a brand new band, their radio debut right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. A bunch of teenagers, ladies in high school. I don't want to call them girls. They're ladies, burgeoning musicians, if you will. They are part of the group Concentration 64. They met just a few weeks ago at band camp organized by Girls Rock. They played the song Lore Drop. If you missed it, I think it's very cool. Gives me very much a Garbage or like Cranberries vibe. You can catch that by checking out this show wherever you find your favorite podcast. Now, I am very pleased and humbled to be joined by the Cactus Club owner extraordinaire, Kelsey Kaufman. Thanks so much for being here, Kelsey.
Thanks so much for having me here.
And I should just start with this.
thank you for letting us invade your club on a Monday. You come out, you open it up for us to be here before you typically open your doors. We were just talking a little bit before we got on air. This isn't the first time you've had a girls or ladies rock band in the house, so to speak, here at the Cactus Club. Tell us how you first got involved with the organization.
Totally. So it's an honor to have you guys here today. The whole function of the space is to be participatory, so we want to open our doors all the time to folks that can use it for fun, good things.
Yeah.
I first got involved in girls rock, I want to say like 13 years ago, something about, or 10 years ago, it's only been around 10 years, but
less than 15 years is the safe
okay,
metric.
Well, yeah, okay, so I'm still in the window
yeah,
of
you're,
safety.
You're good.
But came into it as a drum instructor because I play drums and friends of mine were involved from the beginning and have participated in various capacities since, but we've hosted a number of bands that have been graduates of Girls Rock at our block party, which is the first Saturday in October. We've hosted girls rock bands. So
very cool. Everybody mark it down. Cactus Club block party, first weekend in October. I expect us all to have a little family reunion then. That would be good fun.
Heck yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the Cactus Club and what it means in the Bayview and in the Milwaukee community. It has been here for a long time. This place is beloved. It is such an open and community inclusive space. I think that's such an important thing in these moments, to be in places where you know that you've got folks that will support and lift you up. Tell us what Cactus Club means for you and for the community, Kelsey.
Totally. So Cactus Club has been a music venue in various forms since 1958. It's been called Cactus Club, but the history of the building dates back to the 1880s, which is pretty bonkers. But it's been a space for convening social gatherings, mourning, organizing, learning, growing in various forms. And so for me, Cactus Club as it presently exists is really exciting because not only do we do concerts, but we also do film screenings, we do seed swaps, we do book club. So there's so many different sort of multimedia ways to come together. And for us, we really think it's powerful to have intergenerational spaces to do such things. We can dance together. We can learn together. We can be excited about various projects together.
Yeah, I think one of the things, I've always lived in a city, and I deeply love leaving the city to go hang out in the country, in the forest, and like the beautiful Wisconsin Northwoods. But one of the things that I love so much about living in a city is being proximate to people and then being in spaces with people. And by people, I mean everybody.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, the best parties have an 80-year-old and an 18-year-old.
Hells
or an 8-year-old, I suppose.
Hells to the, yeah, absolutely. Tell us a little bit. You guys just got done with a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. Tell us what it was for, and if folks are interested in learning a little bit more about what you were up to, tell us where to find out more.
Absolutely. So like I said, this building's 140 years old, and with that comes lots of beautiful history and some infrastructure that required some improvements and updates. So one of our initial goals was to get a ramp to the front door so that everyone can enter through the same front door, and universal design suggests just that. And we had been working on this project for about 5 years with the city and a ton of community partners. And at the last minute, we learned that the city wanted us to do a curb cut bump out. So we learned all about that. But that came with a surprise bill of about...
Bet you never knew what that was.
I'm learning so much about concrete and railings and permitting and DNS and DPW and how they work together.
The acronym salad. Yep.
Yeah, it's really it's a special thing. So with that, we had this kind of abrupt fundraiser so that we could make it all make sense, and had a boatload of folks that were really supportive, and it's been very cool. The mosaic is now up on the facade of the ramp. The curb bump out is gorgeous. Never seen a better curb in my whole life.
No, that is the best. This is the best curb ever. Wait. I'm drifting into politics. Sorry. And the mosaic, Kelsey, it's beautiful.
Stunning. I haven't
been here in a hot minute, and I was like, ooh, this looks so pretty down here. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
On accomplishing that. I think the idea of universal access and making sure everybody gets to come in the front door together.
And show up as their whole selves. And so that's really important. And the front stairs say another world is possible, which is this old abolitionist phrase. And I think it really embodies what we're trying to put forward, is a future that includes us all.
Yeah. Another world is possible from the one that we're in. We got to keep reminding ourselves that every day. Seems some days are a little harder than others.
Absolutely.
Before we run out of time, tell me, why the drums?
Why the drums? My cool cousin played the drums, and I really looked up to them, and so that was the impetus, and so far it's been okay, because there's always a need for a drummer in this.
A good drummer. There is always a need for a good drummer. I have found that it either comes down to, like, a cool cousin, friend, or sibling, or a mom that makes you go to music lessons. In
my there you have case. It.
Kelsey Kaufman, owner of the Cactus Club. If you haven't been here, please come down and check out this gem, this rock of the Bayview and Milwaukee communities, where everyone is welcome just as you are. Thank you, Kelsey.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're going to want to stick around. We talk about music as therapy, as uplift, when we come back with a special professor on this special edition of the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Before leaving to attend a New York Yankees game, President Trump at the White House says he wants the violence to end in the country following the fatal shooting of conservative commentator Charlie Kirk, and told reporters he spoke to Kirk's wife earlier.
I did. I spoke to Erica, his wife. And we had a long talk, and she's devastated. She's absolutely devastated, as you can imagine.
Kirk was killed by a single shot, police say, from a nearby building at Utah Valley University, where Kirk was speaking yesterday. The manhunt for the suspect continues. The FBI released images of a person of interest. Authorities also sending a rifle found in the woods near the campus off for analyzation. The nation is marking 24 years since the September 11th attacks. Ceremonies held today at the crash sites in New York, the Pentagon, and Pennsylvania. The average rate on a 30-year U.S. mortgage fell this week to its lowest level in almost a year. This is ABC News.